Greetings, Student Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for being with me today. Well, listen, folks, I've got an incredible program lined up for you today. Lots of great topics to talk about. Daniel Greenfield joins us, Front Page Mag. He's a Shulman scholar, and we're going to talk about America's drug problem at the bottom of hour number two. You're not going to want to miss any of that. It's going to be very, very, very good. So I hope you will be tuned in to that portion of our program. That's the bottom of hour number two. Top of hour number two, former CIA station chief in former USSR, Scott Uhlinger, will be with us. We'll get his take on what's happening between Russia and the Ukraine. We will also get his thoughts with regards to the CIA spying on American citizens, because that is a part of the recently released Durham report that no one seems to want to talk about, but they should be. Something else too that I just want to bring up real quick. I've been in pretty close contact with Pastor Vitaly. I did an interview with him on Sunday morning. If you've missed that, you can find it in our video section at chosengenerationradio.com. And he was on yesterday night speaking about the Russians, and they're killing civilians. They're in the areas they're going through, they're killing civilians. A member of their church, someone that he knows very well, that person's brother was murdered on the street by a Russian soldier, and several other members of the family were wounded as they were leaving their homes trying to get away. They have resorted, they are now, they have to defend themselves. And we just need to be praying for the folks in the Ukraine. But we'll talk more about that top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Matt Long is with me. Today's Texas primary day. We'll talk a little bit about that and some other stuff. Matt and I always have great conversations, and we'll always love to join the Hill Country of Texas and the Matt Long show that we do here each and every Tuesday. Well, joining me now, though, I'm very, very pleased to have him with me, have him back with me. When he was here last, we took an action step. I put up in my blog section, and I ask those of you who receive our email to take an action, and those of you who listen to go and take an action based on the blog that I put up. And that had to do with helping to protect the unborn and protect women who are being dramatically impacted by taking these vaccines and what is happening. And my next guest, Dr. Jim Thorpe, he's a maternal fetal medicine expert, and that's what he does. And it is my pleasure to welcome Dr. Jim back to the program. Dr. Jim, welcome. Good to have you.
Pastor Greg, it's such an honor and a privilege to be with you again. I stand in accordance with you in the physical and in the spirit. I stand in solidarity with you. And I pray for you, and I pray with you. It's such an honor to be back on your program.
Thank you, Dr. Jim. Thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate that very much. I appreciate that very much. It's a spiritual war that we're in, brother. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. We're in a battle right now, and we're in a battle against evil. But he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world, and he who is in us has overcome the world. And who is he that overcomes the world but he who puts his faith in Jesus Christ and has Christ in him? And that's what the word tells us.
And we can all do all things through Jesus Christ, as Paul said.
Absolutely.
No weapon formed against us will prosper.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, how that might look in the moment to our natural eyes, don't let yourself be deceived, folks. Don't let yourself be deceived. I promise you, God is winning this battle and has won this battle. And you and I are his hands and feet. We are his chosen generation for such a time as this. Dr. Jim, you are in a battle for moms and babies, because that is that's something that you have been practicing and working in and helping to take care of moms and babies for many years now. Talk to me about the fight that you're in to protect moms and their babies.
I'm in a very, very aggressive assault on the system that has been killing and maiming not only pregnant women and preborn, but also the postborn children, and not only the infants and the newborns, but the children ages 5 to 11. You mentioned Mr. Durham and what he found and how it's being suppressed, but there's even worse things going on than that. The CDC, FDA, this past weekend essentially admitted, as did the New York Times, which actually, I think, promoted and induced them or pushed them to acknowledge a very, very important fact. Even the liberal New York Times comes out, and the female head of the CDC, the FDA, comes out and said, yes, we're not being transparent, and we are withholding data from you. And of course they are, Pastor Greg, because you and I have looked at that data, and I have proof of the data that there is a massive killing, purposeful killing of women of reproductive age, of adolescents and children. And it's horribly painful to me. They are not coming clean. The VAERS data, and there's not just the VAERS data, but as Stephen Kirsch has published in his Substack, there's 12 other independent data sources showing the exact same thing. The vaccine has been destroying fetuses, killing fetuses, maiming fetuses in the womb by miscarriage and by fetal death. I have incontrovertible data from that. We see that the children that are born alive Some of them have permanent, lifelong complications. Rare cancers and failure to thrive. We have data just this past week that shows, it's a stunning study, Pastor Greg, it shows clearly that the Pfizer vaccine, which goes into the body, has an enzyme called reverse transcriptase. Now, this is an in vitro study showing that it translates that RNA vaccine and permanently embeds it into the DNA and the chromosomes. Now, that is frightening. That is a published study, and nobody is giving it. This is what we feared the most. This is what Dr. Robert Malone kept, he, quote, keeps me up at night. This is a potential permanent, multi-generational, permanent embedding and altering of God's code of life, and it's being suppressed. So I am in an active battle. Today or tomorrow will be a massive treatise, a medical legal massive treatise that I first authored with 18 other authors, including Peter McCullough, including Thomas Renz, four attorneys, multiple well-noted physicians. It is being published today, and it is an irrefutable, undeniable attack on the cartel, including the medical governing boards, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. I am holding accountable for, and I am praying that God will use this to shatter them and destroy them in a million pieces, because they are colluding and pushing a narrative that is killing the most innocent and vulnerable members of our society. And it's also the American Board of Medical Specialties. It's the Federation of State Medical Boards. This is collusion. It's corruption. It's a RICO violation. Now, a RICO violation, that's an acronym for racketeering influence organizations that are corrupt.
It's organized crime. It is essentially a form of organized crime. That you're referencing to, and you know the censors are going to be out, folks. Bear in mind the censors will be out. Free speech is being quashed, and it's bizarre to me because there are some of these people that honestly believe, Dr. Jim, that. You know, that those that are talking about, as Dr. Judy was very detailed in her description of exactly what happens when these chemicals that are mixed with animal DNA and animal viruses and animal bacteria are injected into the human body. And the reaction that takes place and what happens. Now, you're going even a step further, if I understand correctly, and you're talking about the impact on the mRNA and the unwinding and changing of the molecular structure of the human person.
Multi-generational.
Would have to be, wouldn't it? I mean, if you unwind, you know, something, you know, we carry down as human beings reproduce and have children and grandchildren and great grandchildren and great great grandchildren, there are gene traits that are passed on through the line. That's why these days they ask you questions like, you know, have you ever had, you know, a blood disease or a heart disease or a cancer or this or that or the other, because there are proclivities to these issues that are passed on from generation to generation to generation. I believe there are natural means that God has given us to stop that process. And that's why I take a lot of the things that I take and do a lot of the things that I do, because I believe in that 7-year regenerative process. But what you're talking about, the ability to unwind some of those things, well, we'll talk about it on the other side of the program. Dr. Jim is with us here, Dr. Jim Thorpe. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
All right, folks. So those of you that are watching us on TECNTV.com, Clout Hub, Getter, those of you who are watching us at Impeach Democrats and Chosen Generation Radio and our website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. If you're watching right now, what you're seeing on the screen is called Open Vares. It's OpenVares.com, and I would encourage you to bookmark this. 1,999,870 reports of vaccine adverse events in Vares. 24,042 COVID vaccine reported deaths, 33,740 total reported deaths, 133,000 total COVID vaccine reported hospitalizations, 215,000 total hospitalizations, 1,134,982 adverse events reports. Now, I need to also make you aware, as Dr. Jim has stated, these are not complete numbers. They're just plain not complete numbers. There are a number of other places where numbers are coming from, including numbers that Thomas Renz has shared. And at the bottom of the hour in our next break, for those of you that are watching again on TV or watching our program through video means, you're going to see again the testimony of Thomas Renz in front of Senator Ron Johnson, talking about the percentages of injuries relative to, and these are documented evidentiary sworn affidavits by Department of Defense whistleblowers, flight surgeons that have come forward to make these statements. Dr. Jim, you were telling me you're going to have, and it's going to come out today. When can we anticipate this information that you and your colleagues have put together coming out, and what do you want us to do with it?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. Yes, this is a massive treatise. It's a medical legal treatise, which is an irrefutable and undeniable evidence of collusion and massive killing of innocent people. By the way, counselor attorney Thomas Renz is one of the authors. There's 19 total authors. I'm the lead author. It should be published in a peer-reviewed medical journal called the Gazette of Medical Sciences. Pastor Greg, I will get that link to you as soon as I get it. It should be later today or tomorrow. And please, I want this massively sent out to every hospital, every physician, every politician, every person in the United States of America, because I want a call to action. You know, in this, I have studied thousands of manuscripts. Pastor Greg, I have in this manuscript a hyperlink that I found to, now let this sink in for your listeners, 1,013 peer-reviewed medical publications just in the last 12 months documenting death and destruction in human beings from this fake vaccine or experimental gene therapy. Now, let that sink in. This is just 12 months. Never before in the history of medicine has there been this many peer-reviewed publications documenting in the first year of a rollout of a vaccine or a drug or a medical device. This is unprecedented. This is a horrible violation. This is a purposeful killing and pushing of an experimental gene therapy so that drug companies and the elitists can make not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars. And these corrupt three-letter agencies, the corrupt organizations that I mentioned, are receiving kickbacks. The hospitals receive massive federal bribes that are coded as COVID-19 supplemental payments to hospitals to suppress the truth and to brainwash the doctors and to really pay off the doctors to stay in line, stay on the false narrative, or they will be fired and they will be exterminated in terms of their livelihoods, their board certifications, and their licenses. Please help me, everyone, when this publication comes out. It's a massive treatise. It's undeniable and irrefutable, and we need to move on, and we need to shatter this medical cartel to a million pieces.
Here's the thing, folks. We need to understand, you know, there are physicians that are out there that need this information because they have not, to their satisfaction, as of yet, they haven't seen the documentation. And that's why Dr. Jim is saying how important it is that you get this documentation into the hands of your physicians so they can read it for themselves, so they can see the evidence for themselves and then make a decision as to how they want to proceed. But it's so important. We've got to get this information into people's hands. Dr. Jim, thank you. We'll have more on this, folks. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation
after
this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, it is always my pleasure to welcome here on Tuesdays the Hill Country Patriot Radio audience to our program, joining us on our national networks and national program is the man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. Matt Long. Hey, Matt, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Thank you. Always great to be here. I'm a legend in my own mind. I think that's about it. So, yeah, always good to be with you on Tuesday mornings, Pastor Greg, because it gives me an opportunity to turn away from Texas politics for a minute. We're just reminding everybody in Texas, it's Election Day, go vote, and yes. Anybody but Abbott.
Man, I'm telling you, absolutely. And I posted on my Facebook page who I voted for in the early voting, and I would encourage others in the same way. I'm supporting Alan West. I am supporting Daniel Miller, although I understand her name is Trey. Is that right, Matt?
Who's that?
The other candidate for lieutenant governor.
Oh, for crying out loud. Do that to me. About
Tracy Bradford. Either Tracy or Daniel. I understand I voted for Daniel. I recommend Louis Gohmert for the attorney general position, land commissioner. To me, it's either Wesley Martinez or Weston Martinez or Victor Avila. My choice for railroad commissioner, of course, was Wayne Christian. I voted for Chip Roy for our congressional member. Wesley Verdell. Anybody but Andy Murr? No, it's really not. Because I talked with Wesley. I had a great conversation with him. He's our kind of people. And so I'm voting for Wesley Verdell, and did vote for Wesley Verdell, not just because he's not Andy Murr, but because I believe that he's the right man for the job. And I would encourage others to do the same down here in Bandera. Reelect Judge Richard Evans. I think Judge Evans has done a great job down here. He's kept the nonsense out of our county. He kept our county open when everybody else's judges were, you know, acting ridiculous for Texas judges. He made sure that Bandera stayed open. And so he didn't let the nonsense in. He doesn't let the nonsense in. He's a conservative, Christian, godly man, and I strongly endorse him. So, yeah. So there you go. All right, let's get on to something national. So I've been talking, folks, with a pastor in the Ukraine, Pastor Vitaly Dudikolov. Sorry. Anyway, Pastor Vitaly and I have been talking. I did an extensive interview with him on Sunday morning, Matt, and folks can find that in the video section at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. He was on last night, and, you know, he talked about how, oh, you know, people have been pushing back on us because, you know, we're picking up arms and we're fighting for our country and what have you. And he said in his brief last night, he said, you know, I look, we were making Molotov cocktails in our church yesterday.
Wow. You know, maybe next time you talk to him, you need to tell him about the Muhlenberg, Pastor Muhlenberg.
There you go.
Story, because that's in the history of our country, is pastors taking up arms. And, it's very scary. You know, we have friends. My mom has done a lot of mission work in Russia, actually all over the world. And but we have friends in Russia. We now are, the ruble has crashed. These are Christian missionaries. The ruble has crashed, so their money is as worthless as anybody else's money around them. The bad guys or the good guys, they're getting cut off from transportation. It may be difficult for them to even leave. And you were telling me yesterday that you thought that Russia may even be starting to round up Christian missionaries. Do you have any more on that?
I don't have additional information, but I've been told by a couple of sources that Christian missionaries, they need our prayers. If they're in Russia, they need our prayers. Any foreign national that's in Russia right now is potentially at severe risk, and especially the Christians. They're monitoring those folks very, very closely. And, you know, in the larger churches, Pastor Vitaly used to go into Russia. We had orphanages in there, or his organization, the least of these, had a number of orphanages in Russia. And when the whole situation with Crimea took place, they essentially made it almost impossible for them to be able to get to those orphanages and take care of those orphans. So, you know, this has been building for quite some time. And just to add to what I just was sharing about Pastor Vitaly and his church, a member of their church, their family was trying to flee from one of the outer cities around the outside of Kyiv. Several of the members of the family were murdered on the street, shot by Russian troops, unarmed civilians, trying to just get away, and they were killed, and a number of others that were wounded. But the Russians are in fact shooting civilians. Now, I understand some would say, well, yeah, but you know, we've heard that the civilians are picking up arms. Well, they're defending their country, and you know, Russia was not invited to invade. The Ukrainians didn't say, hey, we'd like to have a war with you, so why don't you come and, you know, start bombing our country? No, that's not what happened. Now, there are some other things that are going on. There's the issue of Ukraine and its relationship with NATO, its relationship with the European Union. Putin, I believe, is in trouble in Russia. I think that's the reason why he was by himself in a video trying to encourage the Ukrainian troops to turn on the president of the Ukraine, because he's in trouble. And I think that he has made a very big calculated mistake. They blitzkrieged Ukraine, expecting to roll over them in about 12 hours. And here we are on day five, and they are not winning. They are talking about potentially using a strategic nuclear strike, which is not the same as the bombs, that we're familiar with. But there is such a thing as a strategic nuclear strike that would literally level a city. And they are seriously apparently talking about that, and we just, man, we need to pray, but we need to understand that this is Russia. The CCP are watching this. This is Iran. There's a lot of tie-ins to what the Biden crime family was doing relative to money laundering and oil laundering and all of those kinds of things that they were involved in. And, you know, Zelensky, Poroshenko came in before him. Zelensky's continued this. They're fighting against the same kind of deep state issues that President Trump was fighting here in America. But I think the good news is that the Ukrainian people are rallying around their president. They're rallying around the folks that have been working to clean up that country. And that's all good news.
It is, you know, and seeing members of their parliament or whatever it's called, learning how to fire rifles and how to handle a Kalashnikov, I thought it was real interesting. I was been watching some of the videos and some of the stills over the last couple of days with people who have never had a rifle in their hand, and I started at one point, I said, I'm going to see where their trigger finger is placed. And I started rewinding and looking through, and it was kind of interesting because half of the people where I could see their trigger finger, they were right on the trigger, and they're standing there with a bunch of people around them, and they're just standing there casually with their hand on the trigger. And then you can see those who are better trained, and you can see that trigger finger stretched out straight.
Right.
Above the trigger guard, yeah. You know, up on the weapon, and that was one of the interesting things I was thinking. And I'm thinking, you know, they don't have. I do not know the Ukrainian constitution at all. I don't know that they have a right to bear arms like we do.
No.
I just kind of got to thinking they don't. So if our country were invaded, and all of my liberal friends who don't want guns, how many of your liberal friends or liberal people that you know would be willing to go down to the police station there in Bandera or Kerrville and grab a rifle that they've never fired before in defense of their backyard? Or how many of those people would just try to flee to Oklahoma? What do you think?
Well, down here in Bandera, we'd be armed and ready, and that's why there's a whole lot of purple gates down here, because we're ready to go. And you know, you mentioned that sort of kind of tongue in cheek, but the reality is we have an invasion at our border right now.
Yes, we do.
Because of the policies of this administration, because of the lack of action on behalf of Abbott, and that's why Abbott's got to go. And I chastised right-wing news last night. They sent out a thing about, oh, Abbott's, you know, pushing back against the transgender and the drugs and the castration of children. And I'm like, look, quit giving him credit for something that he refused to give Jeff Younger even an audience. He wouldn't even listen to the man, wouldn't even take an appointment with him. No, it's disgusting. I know we're going to run out of time here. God bless you, Hill Country. Stay prepared. Stay ready, Matt. God bless you for all that you and your program and everything that you do. We'll talk more next week.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks again so much, folks, for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, let's see. So today is Election Day down here in Texas. Want to, again, encourage you to get out and place your vote. And we've got a lot to be concerned about down here in Texas. We've got an open border situation that's going on that our governor could have done something about. They're now suddenly running around saying, oh, we're securing the border. Well, where have you been for the last 6 years? Not securing the border, I promise you that. I live about 65 miles north of San Antonio. And when we arrived here 11 years ago, we were having people that were cutting our back fence and coming onto our property. And we have experienced the same issues. The only time that things got better was during the 4 years, and actually it was about a year in, after President Trump had taken over and was voted in and running our country, and his administration was in power, and Mark Morgan was back in position, and Tom Homan and others that were engaged in helping to secure our borders and round up the illegals. But it took about a year for things to finally turn around and so forth. And then once Joe Biden came back in, here we go again, more issues, more challenges. And I can tell you that, we're just invaded right here in Texas. And, sadly, we have a guy that, should have been doing something about it and wasn't. So, it's really sad. I am, updating some information over here, on my, Getter feed and trying to figure some of this stuff out. And I gotta be honest, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not the technical type that I once was. But at any rate, I'm way over. All right, so let's do that. There we go, and we'll save it for a minute, and we'll see if it goes up. So we are live on. Okay, do I need to click go live? I guess so. All right. So now we are live on Getter. We should have been live the last few days. Perhaps you have to redo this each and every day. I'm not sure. Rumble and Getter are two things that I'm still trying to figure out how exactly those work. And so I'm getting the impression then that I have to enter a new live stream code every time that I go live over there. With some of these other ones, you put in one code, and then when you go in and when you use your other systems, it automatically goes live, and then when you're done, you're done, and then the next time you go in and it picks up live once again. So at any rate, we'll see what happens with regards to it, but we are definitely, I can see us, we're definitely live now on Getter. So yay, hello to the Getter audience, good to be with you. Thanks so much for those of you that will be tuning in over there. But we are now, in fact, live on Getter. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Scott Uhlinger is going to be with us. He is a former station chief. He was stationed formerly as a station chief when the Cold War was going on and in the former Soviet Union. So he's going to bring us some information about what's going on with Ukraine from that perspective, but also some things that are not being talked about that should be at the top of the list. The unstated scandal, the CIA is collecting info on President Trump. That came out in Durham's special report. That should be major news, that we had an intelligence agency and still have an intelligence agency that, according to reports, is actually spying on Americans. CIA has secret program collecting data on Americans, according to senators. Central Intelligence Agency maintains a secret bulk surveillance program that vacuums up data on Americans in violation of federal law. Two senators revealed that on Thursday. Senators Ron Wyden and Martin Heinrich, members of the Senate Intel Committee, sent a letter to the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, and CIA Director William Burns last April after the CIA's Privacy and Liberties Oversight Board issued a classified report on the theretofore undisclosed program. In the letter, a heavily redacted version of which was released Thursday, the senators requested the report to be declassified. And why? Well, because they're spying on Americans and because these issues are being used for political purposes. The CIA and the FBI have now been turned into political machines that attack and gobble up those that are not in line with the progressive Marxist movement that's trying to overtake our country. And Americans are waking up. The Freedom Convoy, the People's Convoy, is an example of that. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, possibly even millions of people are engaged at some level with the People's Convoy that's making its way towards Washington, D.C., that's supposed to show up there on the 6th of March. Now, they are not making statements about where they're going to be in Washington, D.C. The implications are that they're going to be in the outskirts of Washington, D.C., around that area. But look, the bottom line is this. The message has been sent. Joe Biden's approval ratings are in the tank. We do not like Marxism in America. We're not for Marxism. We're watching. All we need to do is look at Vladimir Putin and Russia and what's happening over in the Ukraine. I've heard the cries, we're not going to send our troops. Our sons have been dying in the desert. We're not sending our kids over there for this. I'm just going to say this. If good does not intervene, and I'm not suggesting that we better not secure our border first, that we don't have issues here within our own nation domestically, that we need to be protecting our children in schools, stop the indoctrination of racial hatred, the indoctrination of pornography and sexual perversion that's in our schools, and the amoral belief system that's being thrust into our society. We need to stop all those things. But the reason America needs to stay good is so that America can stay great. And America's greatness is the only thing that holds back evil men like Putin, like Xi, like Rossi in the world. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.